Well, good morning, Brookside family. Pastor Dan here. I'm looking forward to sharing with you today from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. So that's Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. I'm going to read that, and then we'll just discuss a few things this morning. Can't dig all the way into this passage. There's so much here. It's so rich. But it's one of my favorite passages, and I was reminded of it this past weekend, and just excited to share with you a little bit today. Hopefully the Lord will use this and challenge you as he has me over the last couple of days. For this reason, starting in verse 9, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed unto us the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now, this is a part, next couple verses that I want you to really pay attention to. This is where we're going to hang out a little bit today. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Now, this is a very interesting passage. There's, like I said, so much here. But I really want you to take away just a couple things today. Really, one primary thing today. And as I look at this passage, and hopefully as you read through it, the Lord will speak to you. And as I was thinking about this even this morning, it is so easy for us as we begin to move, however slowly it might be, back towards a normal, howbeit a new normal. And things begin to open up, and we begin slowly but surely to get back to life as we may have known it a little bit. And as our schedules begin to ramp up again, once again, it'll be easy for us to check the boxes. It'll be easy for us to think that we put our to-do list, and in our minds, we say, I'm going to put Jesus first in my life. I'm going to continue to have Jesus first in my life. And for so many of us, so many times, what that means is, that means the first thing I do, which it should be, but the first thing I do is spend time with the Lord in his word. But we almost look at it as this idea that when we have him in first place, when we look at these words, this idea of first place, that he's at the top of a list. And then we check that box. We spend our time in the word. We prayed. We spend our time with Jesus. And now we go on with the rest of our day, almost not thinking about him again until maybe we sit down at lunch and maybe mull over what we read, or at night when we pray, or if you're like my family where we get together and we read God's word and pray as a family before the kids and us call it a night. But it's a box that we check. And when you look at what is being said, especially in verses 15 through 18, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all. Then in verse 18, the firstborn from the dead. But then the key word here, that in all things he may have, and here it is, the preeminence. That word preeminence is so key to understanding what it means to make Christ first place in our life. It doesn't just mean he's the first thing we do. We checked our list. We checked the box. We did those things we're supposed to do today. And now we go on with our life. No, it's so much more than that. This idea of first place or preeminence, it's not a place like we're running a race and you get first, second, or third place. It's not the numerical place, number one, top of the list. It's so much deeper than that. We have to realize that it's the idea that he is the number one ranking, superior in rank, in importance, in all things. He supersedes all of it. He's not just in first place. He supersedes it all. He is above all of it. And so what does that mean for us? He's superior to it. Pertaining to the idea of firstborn here is pertaining to a rank, not just, hey, he's a firstborn child or something like that. Now, that has some connotation within the culture that's being spoken about here when those phrases are used, and they're important. But the idea is he's superior above all of it. So what does that mean for us on a regular basis? It means so much more than just checking the box of our devotionals, of our prayer life. It means Christ isn't at the top of our list. I want you to picture this. Picture you have a list, and if you do it electronically, picture your iPad or your tablet or your computer. Or if you still keep the daily written logs, picture a page on that log. In so many of our minds, we have this list, and we have Jesus right there at the top of that list. But here's what I want you to picture. Instead of writing Christ next to the number one on a line on the list, I want you to write in huge letters the word Jesus across the entirety of the list. Christ isn't a name on the list. He is the list itself. He's the paper upon which you write your to-do list. It has to all encompass Jesus Christ. That means when you're doing your devotions, it's about Jesus. When you're posting on Facebook, it's about Jesus. When you're talking to your neighbors, it's under the guise of Jesus being superior. When you're speaking to your friends and your family about political things, it's about Jesus. When you're speaking to them about financial things, when you're making financial decisions, it's about Jesus. When you're making relationship decisions, it's about Jesus. Everything you do is within the framework of a Christ, of a Savior that is above all, that holds all things together, that gives you the breath and the ability to do any of what you're about to do. So my challenge for you today is simple. Is everything you do about Jesus? Or is it about you? Is it about checking off your Jesus box? Or is it about the fact that Jesus is that which I will do everything through? Whom I will do everything through? And everything I do will be a reflection of my Jesus. You know what? That might change some of our tone. That might change how we interact with people, whether it's on Facebook, behind a keyboard, behind a screen where we don't really have to interact, whether it's with our friends, our family, and we're talking about financial things or political things or religious things or relational things. All of those things have to be done within the framework of understanding that Christ is to be preeminent. And when he speaks of this, this is following the church. Everything we do within our church has to have Jesus Christ as preeminent on it. It can't have anything to do with what Pastor Dan wants or thinks is best. It's got to be done within the framework of Christ. And folks, as you go throughout your day today, I pray that starting today, however you do your to-do list, superimpose the name of Jesus across the entire list, and then write your to-do list on the list that has Christ as the backdrop. And remember, as you're writing out that list, ask yourself, did I do this in the framework of Christ, showing that he is preeminent? We'll be praying for you. I ask that you continue to pray for us as your leaders to give us wisdom. Again, if you have any needs, please call the office. We'll do our best to help you, to get back with you. Know that we are praying for all of you on a regular basis. Let's close in prayer, and I pray that you'll be challenged today. Father, thank you so much for the ability we have to read your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that allows us to understand your word. And thank you for the breath that you give us to proclaim your word. Father, we need you. We need you to help us to continue to see Christ, not as the first thing that we do on a list, but as the only thing by which we do everything we do. Be with each and every person today. May they honor and glorify you with all they say and with all they do. Lord, we'll give you the honor and glory for all of it. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless.